In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
Welcome back to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, Whoa. Your hardcore Season podcast two. For casual gaming. Two. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with Jay, the money man, Moolah.
Hey!
And the man who was way too boosted for his own face, but we call him B.
I'm super excited to be back.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Hey! We had drops, which may happen in Season 3.
We'll have
firework bursts and everything.
Spoiler alert, be ready for Season 3.
Oh, we're pumping Season 3?
Yep.
Oh, I'm super bummed.
But first things first, let's get through Season 2.
Oh, well. You know what? We sound like a long-running podcast. We're already into Season 2, but we make up our own seasons.
There will be some improvements over the course.
Well, hold on. Season 1 was, what, like 4 months long? 6 months long?
I lost track.
Yeah, I think it was
if you lost track, that means you've been on a long-running podcast.
Yeah. I think it was about 4 months long. But, you know, it doesn't matter. We're into Season 2, mm-hmm. and we're on our way to 1 year of podcasting.
Welcome to Season 2, gentlemen.
The road to 100 episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. It's 52 weeks in a year. We don't record every single week because we take a break. So
holidays.
Roughly two and a half years.
Yeah. Don't put me past President's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
We were supposed to go to a birthday party today, but we completely blew out.
Because we sacrificed for the leaguers out there.
We follow all federal holidays, by the way.
Shout leaguers. Out Taylor. Sorry. Happy birthday.
And snow days, by the way.
Prince George's County snow days. So welcome back to all the leaguers and listeners out there. This is Season 2 of the League of Casual Gamers podcast. You're listening to Episode 1 of the Season 2. We have a whole lot planned. If you want to stay involved, please make sure you follow us on all major social media platforms at LCGPod.
Woo,
yeah.
But if you do nothing else, please rate, like, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcast. Please click on that fifth star. We are excited for an exciting season, but we cannot do it without you.
That's absolutely true. We need the listeners. So if you're out there, tell a friend, tap your mom on her shoulder, and tell her to just subscribe on her nice little droid phone.
I did that with my mom over the holidays. I tapped her on the shoulder.
True.
I took her hurting phone, and we got one additional subscriber. Jay. My mother liked and subscribed.
She has the worst Android phone ever.
I sat there and watched Brian sign her up. She said, and I quote, "Well, I haven't ever listened."
Thanks, Ma.
I don't know where to find it. I think I heard it one time.
Thanks, Ma.
Oh, God.
The three of us, the most important thing in our life, she's never listened to our podcast.
I know.
I'm pretty sure my dad
barely
even knows that we have a podcast.
Lockie doesn't know it. Someone could literally come up to him and say, "Have you ever heard of the LCG pod?" And he had no clue
what you're talking about. And that's not from lack of us telling it.
No. And the man's on Facebook. The man is always, and I believe he's liked our stuff.
Yeah.
There's no clue what he's like.
Yeah, whatever.
He has no.
People don't need to hear about our family
Neither
struggles.
Neither of them know what we're talking about. Yeah. They don't care. It's just they're supportive in spirit.
Right.
So, unfortunately, the internet doesn't run on spirit.
No, it doesn't.
It runs on subscriptions.
We need likes and subscriptions, ladies and gentlemen. We have a great show planned, guys. We're going to kick off the show with a little bit of what we are playing right now. What have you been killing time with over the last few weeks since the finale episode of Season 1?
So much.
Finale!
Yeah. It was the finale.
We're so special. We have finales.
We have finales.
We hobbled our way to the finish line.
I mean, we didn't necessarily leave him a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's the truest statement ever. Guys, anybody out there running an independent podcast like we are? That sounds really special, by the way. Running this independent podcast. Everybody knows the struggles that you have in nice, low-budget, buddening independent podcast.
Independent is another word for hurting.
One of the most successful independent franchises of all time is Star Wars.
Mm.
And that's how it started out at George and his own money in his own pocket.
Yeah, I feel a segue coming on now.
It became a cultural phenomenon.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Oh!
See how we set it up? That's what we do in
season 2. That's what we do in season 2.
We
set it up.
We practice in the offseason, guys. Fucking practice in the offseason. God damn it, that segue. Goodness gracious.
I set him up, and he slammed it
in. Oh, yeah. Let him finish. Speaking of Star Wars, we got two great Star Wars conversations. We are going to do, gentlemen, a movie review of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. And then we're going to get into our in-depth analysis of what does this mean for the universe as a whole now. Now that the Skywalkers... Spoiler alert.
Right. Spoiler. Let's say now.
If you do not want to hear spoilers about Star Wars...
Jay's is better because it's more Star Wars.
Yeah, no, I get it. If you do not want to hear spoilers here on out, you should pause this episode and come back to it after you watch Star Wars. Because, spoiler alert... all the Skywalkers are dead.
Or just fast forward 30 minutes and we'll be talking about something.
But are they?
Yeah. All right. Or are they? Yeah. Brian has a pinky up to his lip. Everybody watching on new channel 8. I love it.
They're not done. But before we get there, guys, I got a bit of news.
Woo!
Share it.
So at the season finale of season 1, that sounds so professional.
I know.
At the season finale of season 1, I teased to the audience that I was going to get myself a Nintendo Switch and some really great games to go along with it.
Sure.
They've waited with bated breath.
They have. I know there are some
two leaders. Of our listeners. Hi, Mom.
Are you listening now? There's some leaders out there who have been looking forward to hearing my review of the Nintendo Switch. I finally have one.
Wow. Yes.
And I am super, super excited to play. I play it all the time. I play in those in-between times, you know, like when I'm sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's a prime time to play.
Yeah. That's the whole point of the Switch, by the way. It switches between TV and handheld.
Or TV and toilet. And so I have lessons. Jay so disgusted.
Well, that's a lot of fecal matter.
we're that type of podcast, guys.
Do you want to play my Switch today?
No.
Okay. I have Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I have Legend of Zelda... Breath of the Wild. I have Mario Kart, and I have the stupid little Mario versus Rabbids Kingdom game.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, and then I have Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yo, he buried the lead.
Well, what are you gonna do? So I'm really excited, guys. We'll get into this in a later podcast, but I love the Nintendo Switch. I think I might have clubbed it.
To be clear, you don't have Pokemon Sword and Shield. You have Pokemon...
Sword.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't know.
They're two different games. There's Pokemon Sword and there's Pokemon Shield.
Just like Blue and Red
Virgin. Yes, Blue and Red Virgin, Gold and Yellow, or Gold and...
I always thought it was Sword and Shield. I always thought that was the name of the game.
No. Yeah. They always release dual games when they release
Pokemon. Be older. You're the worst.
Got it.
So Brian has Sword.
I have Sword.
Should have gotten Shield.
That's not true.
And so we'll see how terrible his game is because he didn't get Shield.
I have a Pikachu and an Eevee.
Oh, he's only hunting classic Pokemon.
I only hunt OG Pokemon.
You know what? Not mad at that. Because you know what? There's only 150. That I corrupt my head around.
Guess how many Pokemon are in the game now?
I don't know. Probably 1,000.
There's over 400 Pokemon.
400, yeah.
Oh, there's 400?
There's over 400 Pokemon in the Pokedex.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's not bad.
To me, that's a shit ton of
Pokemon. Because every Pokemon evolves now. Now, every Pokemon evolves at least 3 times.
No, that is not true.
Really?
Yes.
There's plenty of Pokemon that don't evolve?
One of the starters only evolves once instead of twice.
Oh, I did not do that. I thought all the starters evolved 3 times.
There's two starters. There's 3 starters.
Actually, Not all, even the original Pokemon, some of them evolved.
There's an 8-year-old that stumbled across our podcast that's about to shoot his brains out right now.
Oh my god, they don't know! There's
Pikachu, that little boy!
There's three starters, the fire one the plant one evolved twice, but the water one only evolved once.
I'm kind of out on
Vulpix evolves into Ninetales.
Vulpix evolves.
And that's where it stops.
What?
Look at Jay.
Look at
Jay throwing out all his Pokemon knowledge. Y'all should see the series look on his face. Vulpix evolves.
What's the point of that comment right there?
Well, it's only 2 forms instead of 3.
Oh, so that's your evidence that something only evolves.
One of the originals.
Here's the thing, because they went back and took some of the single evolving Pokemon, say, like a good example. Was Pikachu, and they added a lower form
Yeah, they added a lower form. Them they added a higher form.
Right. So they've added additional Pokemon to already established Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because they don't hatch. So does
Pichu? Pichu evolves into Pikachu.
Yeah.
And Pikachu evolves into Raichu.
Yeah. They care not at all about canon over there at Pokemon headquarters. They don't go, fuck! They're like, fuck it, let's throw another Pokemon on top of this.
They care about selling toys.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
And cards.
Yeah, and it was really good to sell a cuter version of Pikachu, which, by the way, could happen. Who knew that?
Yeah, Pikachu could get cuter.
Cuter, yeah. And now they...
Raichu was arty.
I don't know, Raichu was badass.
Raichu looks awful. I gave Pikachu an Everstone.
I think that's a good way to go.
That's old Ash.
That's an old Ash way to go.
I'm an OG Pokemon player.
And wait. He doesn't evolve without a stone.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he can evolve naturally.
He can evolve naturally.
They're breaking the rules now.
Like, caught in the wild Pikachus can evolve naturally.
I thought it was a rule. Or maybe just Ash.
The one, the gold Pokemon version. Yellow.
Yeah.
Pokemon Yellow, when you had Pikachu following you, wouldn't evolve without a stone.
Right, okay.
And then when he did, he goes into a ball. He doesn't follow you anymore. So that was the hurting part of him evolving. That's the catch.
Yeah, you couldn't have a Raichu following you around.
And now they have these super Pokemon because they're biting Digimon all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So they blow up into like super sized Pokemon.
Oh, so they Dynamax.
I'm so out on this.
it's so much fun.
Jay, look at my face. So out on this.
Real quick, when you go to...
By the way, we're so off topic.
Yeah.
The Pokemon podcast that talks about Pokemon. Welcome to League of Casual Pokemon Trainers.
I hope you put this in the art for the promo because it's 20 minutes for a conversation. So when you go to the gym,
all this is getting cut.
This is banter. I love it.
When you go to the gym,
I haven't even gotten to the fucking podcast.
The gym leaders can Dynamax the poster. You're given a band. It's like a watch that has a special crystal in it, and when you put that crystal against the Pokeball and then throw the Pokeball out. It throws like an enormous Pokeball out that then releases a Pokemon the size of a stadium.
Yeah.
It's massive. And then they had these super moves that they do.
But then there's Gigamax or something like that, even beyond Dynamax.
Yeah, there's Gigantamax.
Yeah.
So this is Digimon all over again, right? They're biting Digimon.
It's Digimon, it's Pokemon, it's Power Rangers, it's all of it. It's all fused into
it's
one
interesting
thing.
Because, like, a Gigantamax Pokemon can fight a regular size Pokemon.
Yeah.
And even if the regular size Pokemon is high enough level, he'll survive a fight against a Gigantamax Pokemon.
All right, I'm out on this. I already know too much about Gigantamax Pokemon that I never needed to know.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I will. When I'm getting my Nintendo Switch Lite, and we'll touch on this later in the year in season two. But
are you teasing a Nintendo Switch Lite on a pod?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely teasing it right now. You heard it here first, like Brian likes to say. And I'm getting Nintendo Switch Lite, and I will get Pokemon Shield, because I'm not a little bitch.
Well, you have a brother that has Sword, so you should definitely get Shield.
Yeah, well, you're making it a logical thing, and you just fucked up. And that's fine.
I think you can only
everyone should have gotten Shield, Jay. Never forget.
You can only get
Pokemon Shield.
You can only get Ponyta on Shield.
Yeah, because that's what I said.
What's the evolved version of Ponyta?
Who the fuck cares? Rapidash.
Oh!
Pulled it out my ass! Pulled it out my ass!
I almost had it.
Never walk up against me with the 150!
I almost had it.
I know it, Jay! I know my 150!
My brother's like,
yeah, no, just running through him!
Yeah, that was
come wow. on!
Wow. You dug deep for that.
Come on! Can we get to the pod?
Rapidash. By the way, Rapidash is nasty.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting sword for.
Oh,
I'm
get
my
man.
Rapidash.
This is all Rapidash. Getting cut, by the way.
Okay.
This won't make it.
All right, everybody listening.
It made it into the show.
All right, so let's move on. Let's jump into the topics today. The first topic of the day is I want to just
get a status update.
Yeah. What are you guys playing right now since the finale? What's taking up your time as we kick off 2020? What are you playing?
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Well, I recently beat Kingdom Hearts.
Whoa. Yes. By the way, we have not talked about this offline, this so you're is, getting you're getting fresh reaction from Brandon and Brian right here.
Initial reaction. Yeah. When did you get? Get off the podcast.
Thank you.
You're a hardcore
dealer. I've been preaching this for years.
You're a hardcore fan. You beat Kingdom Hearts.
I recently
said no one ever.
Right.
By the way,
I recently beat Kingdom Hearts. And
what does that mean? Did you get credits?
Yeah, it's done. I'll never play it again.
How did you do that?
I said that in 2002.
I think it was right before New Year. Or, no, it was like New Year's Day I finished it.
How many days did it take you to beat it?
Oh, I don't know. I lost probably 2 or 3 days. But overall, that game was, for me, incredibly disappointing across the board.
Mm.
The original one, I remember having a big impression, you know, because it was the first time you saw Disney characters mixed with, like, Final Fantasy. And you could, you know, interact with the world. And it was also, you know, we were elementary kids.
I mean, the keys were cool.
I don't even know how old we were when
the
that
The key swords were fucking amazing.
That was cool, too. And the second one came out a little bit older, kind of cooler, kind of teenage. You know, that was a little bit more fun. You know, had a little bit of a deeper story there. This one, to me, kind of broke all the rules in terms of what makes something a good game a good game. Gameplay was mediocre to me at best. Very easy, very simple, not very deep. Overall, just the one point I want to make to everybody that's listening is this game for me, I wanted to beat it because I wanted to get away from it, not because I was having fun trudging through the worlds of it. You know, so I'm glad that's over with. But
you wanted it off your shelf.
Yeah, basically. But that was my what have I been doing lately game.
We didn't talk a ton about you getting Kingdom Hearts in season one. So I just want to touch bases on that and get a little bit of insight into why you purchased this game. What were the reviews like going into it?
It was one of the most hyped games.
It was extremely
hyped. It felt like it got delayed.
Yeah, several years it got delayed. And I love the first two.
We all played the first one.
I just never had any juice for it coming out.
I really enjoyed the first one.
Really?
Because I didn't think it was really fun.
Yeah.
The second one was a lot more mature and even more fun.
Yeah, Jay had a ball with
this one. They nailed the graphics. The graphics were fantastic. But the story is, it's like, I'll give you the 5-second version of this, of the game. It's lightness versus dark, and replace those words with good versus evil, and then you layer over that some Disney stuff and sprinkle in some Final Fantasy stuff, and that's kind of Kingdom Hearts. Oh, and there's some kind of big battle at the end of the game where it's just like
where colors are flying everywhere.
Yeah, and it's like it's so much nonsense, like it's literal nonsense that you have to just. There is no turning off your brain. There's no suspending disbelief. It was just one of those experiences of like, I just want to get through this.
Yeah. Because I will say the fact that, because like, for everybody listening, like, we talk every single day.
Yeah.
And the fact that we didn't hear a shit ton about this game, because when Jay likes a game, I'm looking at you, Witcher 2.
Oh, he fucking goes and buys it for you.
Yeah. Jay will literally buy you the game. Because you'll be like, this game is so good, and you've been dragging your feet so long that you need to own it. The fact that we haven't heard about this the whole time he was playing is so significant. Yeah. Like, I can't tell y'all enough how we didn't know Jay beat this game. We're hearing about it for the first time
today. I didn't know you fired it back up. I mean, you were wholesale out on this thing. As soon as you played it, you were like, this game is garbage.
I randomly picked it up New Year's Eve. And I was like, no, I'm ending this. This is over. This is over now.
I'm surprised
you. I was like, I'm not going into 2020 with this game on my record. I'm finishing the year. I'm finishing the year with this off.
And I gotta say, that's butt impressive.
And I went through like, okay, so I was thinking, I finished Kingdom Hearts. I was like, okay, I can finish that. I can do Red Dead because I haven't beat that. I could probably do Horizon, but because I haven't finished that yet.
Sure.
You know, I could probably. I mean, there's a list of games that I have that I just haven't done. And then what really slowed me down was I bought Sekiro. And so I started playing that, you know, so it was like...
Say more about that.
Sekiro's good if you like a challenge.
That's the just for all the listeners, that was the game, the 2019 game of the year.
Yeah, it's good if you like a challenge. It's bad if you don't like a challenge. And by challenge, I mean you want to rip your eyes out and shoot your PlayStation or Xbox in its proverbial face.
I foresee a LCG Pod game review coming in the near future on that. Stay tuned.
Yeah, well, the hot take is I wouldn't recommend it for any casual gamer out there.
Spoiler alert! Yeah,
it's not our...
That's good to say early on. Yeah, I mean, don't go get this game.
Yeah, but that's I'll save it for later. But that's what I've been working on is.
And what's the name of the game again? For
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Sekiro Shadows.
It's a good game.
It's the Japanese samurai game.
It's like Ninja Gaiden, except
hold on, you had me at Ninja Gaiden.
No, that game was butt hard.
No, right. It's Ninja Gaiden, but times 10 to me.
Okay.
You know, and the only reason I got a Sekiro was every review for Star Wars Fallen Jedi said, oh, it's just like Sekiro. It's just like Sekiro.
Did they really?
Everybody
said. Oh, much because of the combat and the parry.
And that's where it ends. Because when you can't when you can't push somebody back, you don't have anything beyond that.
Do you have a shield?
I'm sure you get there, but I'm so frustrated getting through the first like 20 minutes. I'm like, I can't. It's just not for me. I'm gonna swallow this one, I think, just because I didn't pay full price for it. I got it on sale. It was like a flash sale for like $30. Got it.
Okay, that's fair.
So I'm like, all right, fine. I can put this away and not think about it and be all right. But I am getting a little perturbed, and I was thinking about this earlier. Kind of missing the days where I would buy most of my games hard physical copies.
Sure.
And if I didn't like it,
yeah,
I would take it back to the store.
Jay said this 100 times.
I would take it back to the store, give my money back.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I cannot do that.
And that was your biggest complaint about the Xbox One S digital
podcast.
Yeah. And in season one, because you were saying, this is what I do, guys. Yeah. I fucking play these games. I would
go to GameStop, buy the used copy.
You can probably get that game used everywhere right now.
Sure, get used everywhere. You just wait a week or two, whatever, get it used. Pay almost full price for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. And then play it for a week. You don't like it? Take it back.
You got 7 days.
Yeah.
You got 7 days to get that shit back and you get full price.
I know within 7 days if I like
that's
a game.
That's so
or
true.
Not.
You know, especially if you're playing regularly.
Yeah.
You can tell within 7 days if you're done with this game.
I mean, plus if it's a new game, you're going to pop that thing open and put a decent amount of hours into it.
Yeah. You'll play five hours within a couple
of
days.
And you'll know if this is something you're going to stick to or if it's not your bag. So, yeah. Sorry, Jay.
Yeah.
So Sekiro and Kingdom Hearts. That's what you've been.
And Red Dead. Got to the end of that game.
Hardcore gamer. God damn it.
So you finished two games over the holidays.
Well, yes.
Need a third on the podcast.
And then there was something else I started playing, too. I can't remember. And I've been playing The Witcher. Because I finished the show, so I started playing the game again. And that
I said this to Jay the other day. Watching The Witcher has got me a little used for The Witcher.
You did start it.
I haven't started yet. I think I'm going to. Though.
Yeah, I would.
You started the show. You haven't started the.
Oh, I started the,
game.
The show. Yes.
Okay. I started the show.
I haven't picked back up Witcher because I actually started playing Witcher. And me and you.
Me too. Yeah.
I started playing.
I put several hours into Witcher.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I have powers.
Okay, I got
two good swords. Okay. I got a decent amount of armor.
You don't have good swords yet, but okay.
Thank you. The condescending look on James' face was butt funny.
That's why I'm playing Witcher.
Yeah. Like thank God for all the people watching New Channel 8 because they just saw something funny.
Oh my God. Okay. And I'll talk about whether or not I'll be able to get The Witcher when we talk about what I'm playing. But
need a horse to water. Sometimes you gotta drown it.
Do we have Witcher 3 or Witcher 2?
Witcher 3.
We have Witcher 3.
It's the best one. You have the complete edition too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has all the expansion.
You told me.
It has all the expansion.
Oh my God.
Witcher
3.
How many times have you told us this? This speech. What are you playing, Brandon?
Yeah, I'll do mine real quick because I know you're playing better games than I am. I'm playing Star Wars Fallen Order. We might have mentioned this at the end of season one. I'm still trying to get through Star Wars. I'm almost done. I'm about to switch it to story mode or super easy mode and just burn through the game because the story is way more interesting than the combat at this point. Fun game. Love it. It's taken up all my time right now. I'm in just a Star Wars bubble, and we're going to get to Star Wars here in a second. But I'm in a massive bubble of Star Wars. I'm watching Rebels on Disney Plus, which is running alongside seeing the movie and playing the game. So that's been pretty fun. And then we're all playing Division together. We're in the in-game portion, which is the best part of owning Division. Jay just said today we got to get back to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say even though we haven't played in like a week or two,
a couple weeks.
Since before Christmas.
Yeah. But we gotta get back to that. So, but you know, we've been playing that since the finale episode, and that's been great.
No, but now we know why we haven't, because Jay's been too busy beating other games.
Yeah, exactly. So. He's been three games since he stopped.
I will pull up text messages right now. Or Division. I
have no idea what you're talking about. That's weird.
Yeah,
Jay's just making
stuff up. Wow.
So those two games that have been kind of taking up my time, but nothing else super interesting. I'm wholly focused on beating Star Wars so I can get back to either God of War or Fallout 76. So the two games that I think I'm the most interested in playing next.
Yeah. I am playing, well, I beat Star Wars Fallen Jedi.
Yeah, welcome. Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, welcome to the club.
Hey, man.
I'm hoping to get there.
I unlike Jay, every time I roll credits on a game, I throw a party.
Yeah, you let somebody know, look, I beat a fucking game.
It's a huge thing.
I'm a casual gamer.
Right. It's a huge thing.
For hardcore gamers over here.
Yeah, hardcore gamers is not a thing.
He rolls credits and he's like, oh, it's just another Tuesday.
Leaguers, when you beat a video game, celebrate it. It is an amazing thing.
Please fucking do.
When those credits roll, you have achieved something in life.
And no, spoiler alert, and maybe next week we'll get into how to beat games.
So after that went off, I fired up a game that I've been dying to fire up, which is Horizon Zero Dawn. Can I stop the podcast?
I didn't even know you had this.
Yeah,
game.
Jay bought it for me last Christmas.
Several Christmases ago.
No, last Christmas.
I don't remember Christmas
2018.
I don't remember being last Christmas.
So Chris, he bought it for me Christmas 2018, and Christmas 2019, I fired it up. And I just have to say, this game is great.
Yeah, I heard good things.
It has. Yeah, JJ, can you step down off the fucking sofa?
He's throwing his hands up.
First off, it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Sure.
All the PlayStation exclusives are really good games.
Sure, that's an overstatement.
Which is why when I first got my PlayStation, I went out and just got God of War.
Can I stop your victory lap?
I got Horizon.
Can I stop your victory lap?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just trying to finish my segment.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no shit, guys. Yeah,
he's ready to get on his soapbox.
Yeah, no. Like, come on, dude. Put the flag down. Go sit in the
car. Go ahead. Move on.
Horizon Zero Dawn, I fired it up. I played like the first 8 to 10 hours of it. It's great. It looks incredible. The reviews on this thing across the board, everyone says it's incredible.
Sure.
I'm talking to Brady here.
Yeah.
There you are. There you are.
He should be.
I'm not going to get into what the game is about.
Don't need to.
Yeah. All I can tell the leaguers is I'm playing it. I can't put it down. It's insane fun. And then in between time, I'm playing just about every Switch game that I have on the market.
Yeah.
Fallout 76 is out there. If Brandon wants to fire back up, I'll jump out there with him. I know there's been a ton of upgrades.
A ton of new content. I think it's going to be next
before
for me.
Before the end of the year. And we should get back in and do a pod soon about, you know, what we find and what we like about
it. You know what? That's a good idea. So hold off on that, leaguers, because I think if we do get back into it.
We will.
We will. I just don't know if it's going to be the next game or the game after the next game.
Yeah.
But if me and Brian jump back into it, I think we're going to do a whole segment on what's new and if it's
what
worth
like
your time to really get into it. Because it ain't a fucking casual game.
No. Sit tight on Fallout 76. More to come. Maybe in a February pod.
Yeah, and if you're out there playing Fallout 76 and you're listening to this, please reach out to us on social media.
Yeah, we'd love to know what you think. And then Red Dead's always out there as well. I need to go ahead and finish Red Dead. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna say it's gonna happen first quarter.
Ooh.
I'd say it's going to happen first quarter.
There's no reason not to finish.
I got a wide open February. Like, January is pretty much packed for me right now with other hobbies. But I got a wide open February, and I think I'm gonna dump it all on the Red Dead.
As someone who's just...
Not if we do Fallout 76.
There's no reason not to finish Red Dead.
You're right.
What are you holding on to?
Exactly. Like, 76 is an eternal game. Red Dead needs to go. Ready to finish.
That's why I pulled the trigger. I just wrapped it up. I don't need to hunt anything else. I don't need to go to another side mission. Just give me the story. Let me wrap this up.
Yeah. Sounds like Jay's going to have a lot of good content on our How to Beat a Game segment coming next week.
Wow. Wow. Stay tuned. I love the teaser. Yeah. And with that...
Practicing it all season.
And with that, we're going to leave that there, gentlemen, and switch over to our next segment. Star Wars... Fallen Rise of the Skywalker.
By the way, there's a ton of Star Wars titles out there. I gotta always remind myself. What title we're on.
Let's get the title correctly. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. The latest Star Wars movie in the saga, and the one that ends the decades long series.
Just dropped.
Okay.
We all saw it over the holidays. We're going to, in this first segment, we got back-to-back segments talking about Star Wars.
Sure.
Guys. In this first segment, I want to keep this to, what was your review of this movie?
How do you feel about this movie? I agree. I think we need to talk specifically. I want Jay to go.
You want Jay to start?
It looks hot and heavy over here.
Oh, Jay.
Hot and heavy.
You're heavy.
I'm hot.
All right. So what do we do? We're doing pros, cons.
I want your movie review.
Yeah, movie review.
You just got
however you define a movie review.
You just got hired for IG.
Our Jay.
Okay, all right. So
Moolah with two slashes and a dollar.
Here are the highlights. Incredibly fun.
Even it starts off with incredibly fun. It's like when you serve somebody a dish and it goes, it looks good.
Yeah. This is about to be a fucking sandwich.
Incredibly fun. It was a lot of things that movie needed to accomplish ahead of or to wrap up the franchise or the Skywalker saga as they frame it. And I think it took a good shot at doing that for sure. I really enjoyed a lot of the energy that J.J. Abrams brought into the movie that I thought may have been, if anything, missing from Last Jedi. I really liked Last Jedi. This is just a different pacing, different tone, different vibe, a lot more fun. Like, there was a lot more lighter moments to me than we had for... Last Jedi. Overall, though, I think, you know, just in terms of the positives, I really enjoyed having this sense of, and we're talking spoilers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I really enjoyed having this sense of you could buy the idea that Palpatine has returned because he's been known to be the puppet master in the shadows. Fine, I'll swallow that. I like the idea of Rey being a Palpatine because now it's very Shakespearean. We have the Hatfields and the McCoys, and it's a rival family always destined to be intertwined. I was like, okay, you got me. I'm eating it up.
I was on board.
Totally thought that was digestible and entertaining. I liked a lot of how they, you know, gave a place for the main three characters, something for them to all do. The last movie, they were separated the whole time, didn't have a lot of interaction. Mm-hmm. Having them together felt like, oh, we finally get to see how you guys interact.
Finally.
Yeah, it was like, okay, this is a first. And now I'm trying to digest it.
It's a first.
I'm just acknowledging what he said.
I see you.
I just acknowledged what he said.
Okay.
So, liked all that, and I liked kind of how they tied it up kind of at the end with leaving you this little nugget of, well, there could be more to say for another person who trips over some lightsabers in the dirt.
Holy fuck, that's funny. Oh, man. That's all I thought about, but, too.
You gotta watch the movie.
God.
You walk in the desert of Tantee, like,
Desert sand moves every day.
Because that's the best way to get rid of lightsabers.
Fuck me, dude.
Okay.
But yeah, overall impressions, I really liked it. Thought it was fun. I had a good time. It's a good movie to watch with a group.
Sure.
Because having that collective energy in the room to experience the highs and the lows and the ahs and the wows and all that were really, really good. Couple negatives for me that stand out every time I think about this movie. I did not like Kylo Ren dying at the end. And I'm not saying his actual, it's the way he died. Like, bringing Rey back from, I guess she dies for half a second. For him to pass out in that dramatic fashion was a little bit sucky to me. Also really wanted a big blowout lightsaber battle between Palpatine and Rey, or, you know, give me Duel of the Fates, Qui-Gon and Darth Maul. That's what I was hoping.
Did you think that Palpatine was gonna get young enough in that moment to fight with a lightsaber?
Yeah, totally.
Well, they suggested that he got a lot of new life force.
I thought he was gonna pop out a lightsaber.
I thought he was gonna go.
I thought a lightsaber was coming out, and we were about to.
Or at least grab one of theirs.
I was
and see Palpatine do some shit that we've never seen anybody.
I wanted Star Wars lightsaber Super Bowl.
Because the only time we saw him grab a lightsaber is when he fought.
Fought Yoda.
Fought Yoda, that's true. Yeah,
he fought Yoda.
And he fought Mace Windu in the chambers.
Fought Mace Windu.
And his voice. Fight Mace Windu? Yeah, he killed two Jedi.
He killed several in that, I know you're talking, he killed several.
Well, Mace Windu came with two.
Oh, he did fight Yoda, and that was one of the better ones.
Yes, but before that, Mace Windu comes and tries to arrest him
with two
Jedi flanking him.
Yeah.
And he kills both of them very quickly, and they're trying to suggest how fast he is.
Yeah.
It was a terribly shot scene. But they're trying to suggest how fast he is. Like, he quickly kills two Jedi, and then he fights Mace Windu in the chambers. And that's when they blow out the window, and then eventually Anakin comes with his head fortness, and that's next thing you know.
I wanted. Give me my blowout lightsaber.
I did think he was gonna pick up a lightsaber.
That's what I wanted.
I did think, and I did want that.
I wanted that very bad.
Yeah. I wanted to just go nuts, and that didn't happen. And the last thing for me is just the Force in general. The Force in the movies has arguably been a different character than it's been in the games and also the books.
Previous series.
They in this movie they certainly dabbled across book and game Force abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, all right, fine. Like, I appreciate that you're trying to take these steps forward. I wish we had more time to spend understanding some of this stuff, especially this Force Skype thing they do where he's passing the lightsaber to her.
Yeah. Can I pause you really quick?
Sure.
Are you talking about the Force as it pertains to this movie? Because I just want your movie review. We're going to get to the overall universe shortly.
Yeah. So Rian Johnson in The Last Jedi sets up the idea that Kylo and Rey can communicate through the Force.
Okay, yes, go.
And you get the idea that they can transfer physical things through the Force.
Oh, yeah, Force Skype.
They establish that.
When the water comes through, when he, you know, all that stuff. So it the ability's there. But to me, the problem is that in that movie, we are told that the only reason they can do that is because of Snoke. He's like, I set up this connection for you. You guys aren't doing this on your own. You thought you were that powerful? You know, and in this one, it's like, well, okay, yeah, you set it up for us, but now we know how to do it, and even better now. You know, and now it's like, okay, so we're just breaking all the... Now, can you transfer body? Can you just hop through the Force and teleport to where he is? Because
apparently you can.
You know, it's just one of those things where I like the idea of the Force being this mysterious energy and lots of other stuff, but you've introduced a new element to it that needs a lot of explanation for us to understand.
Or do you need to be limits on it before you get into a Superman situation?
And it's fine when it's just pushing and pulling or jumping. Like, it's fine when it's a physical ability, you know, but when you get to the mysticism and magic of it all, it's like, all right, the only way it works is if you're 10 years old and you don't know anything about anything and you're just in there watching the movie and Chewie and lightsaber.
That's what this movie was for.
Right. And I think mission accomplished. If you're targeting kids with this movie, mission accomplished. If you're targeting people who know the breadth of Star Wars, it's a little bit harder to catch us, you know, in enjoyment for this.
Love that review. And I love that wrap-up note. I'm going to go to you, B.
You're going to go to me?
I'm going to go to you, B.
Okay. Man, Rise of Skywalker was first and foremost a very exciting movie. Okay, I'm not going to take anything away from that movie. And, like, you could already hear it in my voice. I'm lukewarm on this movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll get into the larger idea of Star Wars after the segment, but I'm lukewarm on this movie.
Oh, Boba Freak, my favorite character.
Boba Freak, your favorite character. Just want to get that.
Boba Freak.
Nope. I don't know who that is. Good point, Brian.
Who?
Hey! That's who he is.
So, this is a very exciting movie, and I want to start off with a lot of pros in this movie, because this movie was good. It was extremely exciting. Visually, this movie was extremely exciting. And I agree with you, Jay. J.J. Abrams brought a lot of energy to this movie, more so. And that's not to say Force Awakens and Last Jedi weren't exciting movies. But you clearly understood that J.J. Abrams brought a lot more energy to this movie, and that was phenomenal. Like, the first act of this movie, I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, it was fast-paced.
It was fast-paced.
The light speed skipping.
Like, Kylo Ren is...
Where has light speed skipping been?
I had a huge conversation.
Where has that shit been?
But on its face, we're talking about Kylo Ren running around the universe looking for the Wayfinder. We're talking about light speed skipping in the oldest junker a Millennium Falcon you could ever imagine. I mean, the lightsaber battles, even though there wasn't, I agree, there wasn't a marquee battle. Maybe you can say it was the Rey and Kylo Ren battle
on
the Warner planet. I don't know the planet. Sorry, off the top of my head, but that was fun. I actually thought it was a great battle, Jay.
Indoor.
Okay.
That's indoor?
Well, because they're fighting on the Death Star.
Yes, the fallen Death Star in the water. You're right. They're on indoor. Oh, man. So, the lightsaber battle on indoor between Kylo Ren, that was an incredible battle. They're using Force and lightsaber moves intertwined together.
Which makes a great
battle. And was better than the battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan on Mustafar. So,
I agree.
I loved what I was seeing. The problem that I have with this movie is that when you dig deeper, there's a lot of holes in this movie. There's a lot of plot holes in this movie, guys. And
like what?
Can somebody explain to me what the big plot hole is? I will. I'll get there. And my issue is that I think a lot of the issues with this movie come because we've been switching directors and we've been switching owners of the product, and we'll talk about everything larger in a second. When Disney buys this and they get rid of all the canon, and then there's different directors between Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker, J.J. Abrams comes in and admittedly so wants to go away from some certain concepts, midichlorians and the idea of the Force that Jay was just talking about, some of the storylines that he couldn't round out in terms of Rose and Finn's relationship that he didn't want to get into. Right, the light speeding through a Death Star, or Star Destroyer, which he hated and wanted to go away from in this movie, which he suddenly had to explain away, which he didn't. It comes up and he just says that it can't be done in this particular situation. So there's a lot. There's some things that J.J. Abrams walked into.
What movie did that happen?
That happened in Last Jedi. Yes.
Thank you.
And so there were some things and some concepts that he walked into going into Rise of Skywalker that he felt like he couldn't properly round out, and so he took some things in some other directions. And what that forces you to do is to walk away from some certain concepts and then try to build on some other concepts. And then, on top of all that, trying to wrap up an entire 9-movie saga.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, what I think you're finding is that it's a tricky process. And so, to me, it wasn't a smooth movie. It was clunky at some points, and there were some plot holes. A lot of which, being around Palpatine on this planet, putting together an armada and amassing an army that seemingly is out of nowhere. One of which being, so he raises hundreds of Star Destroyers out of the
water. Thousands
out of the water, sure. okay? For one, he can raise them 40,000 feet in the air, but he can't put them in the atmosphere. Okay, we're supposed to just understand. We're supposed to just accept that.
Well, they explained that to us. They said they weren't built for the atmosphere. It took them a while to raise.
He raised them. He raised them with his hands, with the force. He raised them out of the water, so he was able to do that. But he's not. We're not able to raise him into space.
Well, that takes an incredible amount of force. You can only get him so high,
right?
And when you hold something too long, it starts to get heavy,
right? Exactly. So you're making excuses. That's fine. Okay. We're all making excuses in our head, mind you. All those ships came preloaded with staff and fully ready to man those ships.
Oh, I never thought of
There's
that.
There's hundreds Whoa. Of thousands Hold of on. People.
We never saw the rest.
Yes, we did. Actually, we did. We saw inside of a number of ships, including ones that happened to did make it in outer space. There's a ship that actually blows up the planet that our crew was on.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that was Babu Freak.
Yeah, the Bob and Freaks planet. So yeah. One ship he did make it in the outer space.
Yeah, one ship did because he sent one out to go do
fully staffed and unarmed. And then throughout the battle, you see them go into other ships while they're being blown up, full of people.
Okay, can I just
please?
Okay,
because this is a massive plot hole.
My answer to that, and again, I think Palpatine, being the mastermind he is, has always been working on this fleet.
Right.
That's the implication.
And that's the implication.
He while Vader's out killing Order 66 and killing Jedi and doing stuff, he's like, I just want to live forever. So you deal with this. Let me build my army on Escobar, whatever the hell the planet's called.
And he's been a side army. Even before the fall of the Empire.
Right. That's been his end game. All along,
yeah, okay,
is I'm gonna have my own army no matter what.
Yeah,
I started the clone army just to see if I could do it. Sure. Now that I know I can do it, I'm gonna have a whole lot of army out here, a lot of ships, a lot of abilities to destroy planets.
And that's fair, and that's fair, and I agree, because that's the reasoning you come up with as a good Star Wars watcher. The problem is, and the problem I've had with this, whole series, that so much happens off screen. And that's my issue with this, right?
Or done through exposition.
Exactly. And so, it's one thing if it's happening in the cartoon series or it's happening in written texts, in books and stuff like that, but that's not what's happening. They're asking us to connect dots that they otherwise haven't explained. And another thing is with Ray Finn's imposed relationship has mostly happened off screen. You said it yourself.
Yeah.
Their longest connection has been in this movie. They spent all of last movie all apart. And we're being asked to understand that they're as tight as Luke, Leia, and Han. And they're not.
You gotta remember, these people are all rebels from different parts of the galaxy. Right. That have actually don't really know each other.
If you really think about it, Ray has spent almost zero time with Poe. Almost zero. I mean, I don't know. I actually don't know if we've seen them together. Poe and Rey before this movie.
Until the end of Rise of
Skywalker. Exactly.
Of Last Jedi.
Yes. But they never spent a significant amount of time. And so, you know, that kind of fits with the fact that Poe tried to ditch her at every point.
Yeah.
But they're trying to sell them as our new big three, and they're not. These are three different people on three different missions, and they're not Luke, Lon, and they're not Luke, Lon, and Leia. They're a completely different group of people, and so that was another thing that kind of made me hiccup, because they're trying to sell them as one thing, but they're a completely another thing, and they do that other thing on screen perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Yet in conversations with the cast and the crew and JJ, they continuously want to push them to us as our new Luke, Lon, and Leia. Luke, Han, and Leia. So, you know, this movie just felt clunky at some points. That there were, you know, I actually can continue to go on. You know, I have an issue with, you know, a bunch of you amass a whole armada and there's only one way to get them into space. That's stupid. You know, there's important things, but like, also, I know what this is. This is Star Wars, and you know, we'll talk more about what this trilogy actually is. I enjoyed this movie. And I will finish this with saying that. Yeah. I enjoyed this movie. I had a lot of fun. It has a lot of flaws, and I do think there's a lot of plot holes that's hard to explain, but I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah. I'll be quick, because I think you guys said it all. And I let you guys go first, because y'all are the two Star Wars experts on the podcast. I just watch with my thumbs up my ass, because I'm just, you know, I'm just a kid watching Star Wars. I don't know nearly as much as you guys do. Y'all read all the books. You know all the canon.
But you are arguably their
you are target audience. I am the target audience. Yeah. And so to that extent, or to that point, not even to that extent, to that point, I love this movie.
Right.
I thought it was butt exciting. I remember, because I saw it with Brandon, didn't get to see it with Jay. And I remember in the first scene, I leaned over to Brandon and said, this movie's already great.
Yeah. And I leaned back over to you and said, I agree.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the end where I started like, looking at it like, what?
Well, then, but then...
Well,
but so
when he dissolves the dust, I was like...
Ugh. Yeah, so, but then, at that point, like, I watched the movie, and then so, prior to the movie, I saw a lot of, like, half headliners to articles about how people might have been disappointed. I didn't read the whole title. But then I went back on Facebook and other things and read stuff. And, like, I saw that people were really disappointed in this movie.
They were outraged.
I watched the IGN review and everything like that, and I was like... Huh. I didn't see any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't see the missing relationship between Finn, Poe, and Ren, or Finn, Rey, until they pointed it out to me.
Yeah.
Because I wholesale accepted that between the last movie and this movie, they all became great friends. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then people were upset that, like, Poe would want to go this direction, and Finn wanted to follow Rey into like dumbest situations. But then I was like, well, he's kind of sensitive to the Force too, so maybe he just wants to go after her. I had two issues with the movie.
He's not kind of, he's definitely Force sensitive.
Yeah, I had two issues with the movie. The first one was the lack of development of Finn and Rose. The most confusing thing in the world, because, like,
JJ admittedly said he's completely abandoning that storyline.
Yeah, because there was a scene where she was like, I'll come with you. And he was like, no, bitch.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I actually like that, because I hated her character.
Me too.
Like,
I hated her character.
I hated her. But I said to myself, look, if they want to give him a love interest, they want to give him love. I accepted that love interest. In the last movie.
And to pause you real quick, just to give you the backstory, the fans hate Rose's character. They do not like her character at all. And JJ, basically, when he took over, he realized his character was not liked by the fans. She's useless.
She's useless.
And they got rid of her.
100%.
Yep, they had to write her out because no one likes her.
And they try to make us like her because she kind of saves Finn or something in the last movie.
She distracts from
Finn.
Purpose.
Yes.
He is arguably one of the most interesting characters in show because he's a defective stormtrooper, which, by the way,
they don't talk
there's
about.
A whole other group of them out there who are all black, which I had a problem with quietly. But I'm like, so you're gonna tell me there's a whole squadron of defective stormtroopers running around who just happen to
and they're all from Harlem.
Right.
I agree. So
we're now being led by Lando.
Right. Oh my god. Jay, take it back to your camera. So so the Finn thing, Finn Rose, Finn is also the whole Finn story, I think, was never really fully developed. There's a whole lot there, and I agree. I think the reason why people don't like her because we want to go in this direction with Finn, in direction A, and she pulls Finn's character in direction B. Like, we don't want to watch Finn have a love interest. We want to watch Finn be great in the galaxy.
We want to watch Finn become relevant at all.
Yeah.
He's completely irrelevant
We're
in this whole series.
Dying to get something from
three Finn. Three movies. There's no reason that you should care about him. No. Other than the fact...
He's done nothing. He's actually done nothing to change anything.
His complete storyline was irrelevant in Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is he here? No.
My second issue with the movie was... Brandon, every time you tap on a cord, you pull open a whole cupboard. My second issue is the kiss between Rey.
Oh, and yeah, you're right. I didn't get to that.
So much I didn't get to, Jack.
I know.
I know.
So much I didn't get to.
I know.
One 1000% unnecessary.
It wasn't needed. And I actually appreciated just understanding that they like each other.
Why?
And that, I mean,
why do they like each other?
You know what? And let me get to this, because I actually like the dyad in the Force, right? Okay, so this is their connection and they named it, and they're adding new lore to Star Wars.
I love that piece.
This is about the Skywalkers and the Palpatines have
they're a yin connection. And
yes, they're yin and yang. That's exactly what it is. And it's called the dyad in the Force. That's amazing. I really love what they offered there. I really love what they introduced. The fact that they then paired it with a weird romantic connection between those two, when it should have felt more like a brother and sister connection, I thought it was short-sighted and stupid. They did not understand what they had there, what they had created.
Up to that point, they had at no point in time in the entire series hinted that there was any sort of attraction between them. The only attraction was through the Force, and it felt like a brother, like he wanted to protect her, she wanted to protect him, they wanted to save each other. Mm-hmm. That is a brother sister bond from beginning to end. There is no reason in the world to make it. Adds nothing to the movie, and I argue that it degrades their relationship.
I agree. I would have been more, and I would hate it this, but I would have been more in line with a Finn and Rey,
right? Because I thought Finn was in love with Rey.
Yeah, and that's what they hinted at. What they never paid off, Jay. They never paid off what Finn had to say to Rey.
I know, and that I agree. I thought
there was gonna be a Finn. Sorry, there are three things.
I thought this was gonna be a Finn and Rey connection. And when they're sinking in the sand, I thought he was gonna say, "I love you."
Me too. We all did.
And apparently, he saw.
And like, admittedly, I would have hated that, but I hate the Kylo Ren in Rey thing more.
But what he was really supposed to say, or about to tell us about, he's sensitive in the Force, which I argue, why is that your last thing you tell somebody? Like, I'm sensitive in the Force, I'm dying! Like, why is that your last?
But here's the thing, that's what me and Brian sussed out at the end of the movie. They never really, truly, forwardly pay that off. And again, they do everything ham-handedly in this movie, and so
he's a force-sensitive defective
story. Maybe we should be happy.
That is a walking story by itself.
Right. Maybe we should be happy they didn't hand feed us that little bit that you had to devise that from.
But
from
they even failed. Like when you want a watcher or a listener to devise something, you have to point them in the right direction.
Right.
They pointed us to a desert. They said it's somewhere out there. Go fucking find it. They gave us zero clue. And to Jay's point, there's certain things you say right before you die to a woman.
Right.
And it is not, I'm force sensitive. It's like,
you left the stove on.
It's like, I love you and I fucked your mother.
There's a small list.
Confessions.
Right. And like, I'm force sensitive and it's a confession.
It doesn't fit. Like, I'm force sensitive doesn't fit in that box or in that moment. Yeah. And so the listener or the watcher, the viewer can never come to that conclusion.
Right.
I'm sure, by the way, that is probably the conclusion that they wanted us to come to. It is poorly written.
Yeah.
100% right, written.
and that's my larger point. Like the whole production is
clunky. And then the fact that he snubs Rose, like the very scene before it's that, so you're thinking, oh, he snubs Rose because he really loves Rey.
And that's a great point by you, because it sets up this idea that he's actually in love by Rey.
Right,
and they did that, but they didn't turn around and subvert that.
And then he chases her the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, he literally chases her.
He's chasing her for all the movies.
Right. Which puts you, once you got to, oh, he must.
Yeah.
And they just never come back.
Well, and you're spot on with this, because the very first movie, when they first meet, you know, he thinks he's supposed to go protect her and save her. She's like, no, I got it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on the ship. He's like, oh, you got a boyfriend, a cute boyfriend. Like, he's showing, like, he's interested in her in that way.
Mm-hmm.
We never get that from Kylo.
You know what? I'm a little bit more comfortable with his lightsaber battle and Force
Awakens. Oh, now it makes sense. Yeah. You know? If he's Force sensitive.
Yeah, like, I'm a little bit more comfortable with his lightsaber battle. There was a storytelling gold mine behind Finn. And they literally blew it up.
His characters are egregious. When you think back, his character's egregious. It goes absolutely nowhere. He's irrelevant in Last Jedi.
And the problem is,
he just couldn't be less.
They
relevant.
Introduce the series with his face.
They do.
The very first shot. The very first thing you see him popping out of the sand.
Yeah.
And that is
Black Jedi. Yeah.
That's literally the most. That movie's the most you get out of Finn. They stop his character development after episode six, seven.
Yeah.
But so yeah. But my point to start is, I didn't know all this until I started reading and watching.
Sure.
My gut reaction walk out of the movie, it was a good movie because I watched it for what it was on the surface, and I accepted everything for what it was. And if you do that, it's a great movie. If you dig into anything, then it immediately starts to fall apart. So I'll leave that there. But all right,
you know what? This was be 15 minutes.
Yeah, an hour into the podcast, we've crushed. Talked the whole lot about this movie,
and we could talk even more. Yeah. I got so much more to say about this movie and the larger.
And that's the thing. I want to do this movie justice. I want to do this topic justice. So I want to leave it. Let's leave it here.
Sure.
The movie review here for all the listeners out there. We teased it. It's still coming. We're going to talk about the greater universe at our next episode.
Yeah, the franchise and the universe. Yeah. I think those are two different conversations.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. We're going to come back with a whole lot more podcast analysis. Also, we got a great show for you guys next week. We're going to be, if we have time next week, we're also going to talk the 2020 game release lineup.
So absolutely.
Stay tuned for a lot of great great content.
And my favorite segment, How to Beat a Game. I'm so pumped for that. Jay hates it. For everybody watching New Channel 8, Jay hates it.
We got a lot to get to in the next episode. Until then, make sure you follow us on all major social media platforms at LCG Pod.
Sure.
Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Please tell a friend.
And please click on that fifth count on 5 stars. Until next week, have a good night.
Star Wars.